Welcome to new episode, Rent Increase, What Can I Do? The podcast where we tackle the pressing issue of rent hikes and offer practical solutions. I'm your host, Adriana, and today we have a special guest, Lisa, an artificial intelligence assistant in tenant rights and housing policies. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Audrey. Happy to be here.
Great to have you. Today's episode will guide you through understanding rent increases, your rights and options as a tenant. So, let's dive in. Welcome back to Rent Increase, What Can I Do? If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Lisa to discuss what exactly are rent increases and why do they commonly occur?
Thanks for asking me. Rent increases are essentially adjustments made by landlords to the rent you pay for your accommodation. They most commonly occur at the end of a lease period or in accordance with a periodic tenancy agreement. There are several reasons why landlords might decide to raise your rent.
So, what are some of those reasons?
Well, one of the primary reasons is inflation. On December 1, 2023, the Federal Office for Housing confirmed, following the decision of National Bank of Switzerland, that the reference interest rate for mortgages in Switzerland would be increasing from 1.50 to 1.75%. Additionally, if the property has undergone significant improvements or renovations, the landlord might raise the rent to reflect the enhanced value.
That makes sense. Are there other factors at play as well?
Absolutely. Another major factor is the local rental market. If there's high demand for rental properties in a particular area and supply is limited, landlords will use only poor reasoning to justify increased rents because they know that someone will be willing to pay the higher price. Conversely, in a slow market with plenty of available properties, you might not see increases, or they might be more modest.
Any recent trends in rent increases that listeners should be aware of?
Yes, there have been some interesting trends lately. Over the past couple of years, we've seen substantial rent increases in urban centers due to a strong recovery in demand post-pandemic. People are moving back to cities, and that's driving rents up. However, in suburban and rural areas, the increases have been relatively modest. There's also been a push for tighter regulations on rent increases in most of cantons, which is something tenants should definitely stay informed about.
All right, let's get into something really important: tenant rights and legal protections. It's one thing to know your rent is going up, but it's another thing entirely to understand what your rights are in that situation. Lisa, can you walk us through some of the legal protections tenants have when they're faced with a rent increase?
Well, first off, it's crucial for tenants to know that they have certain rights that landlords must abide by. One of the primary protections is the notice period. In all cantons, landlords are required to provide tenants with an advance notice before increasing rent. Important here is that notification about the rent increase must be provided on the official cantonal form. The idea here is to give tenants enough time to decide whether they can accept the increase or find alternative housing. No rental increase must be accepted if the landlord communicated it per email or just on the telephone. Secondly, it is important to check whether your rental agreement is already open rolling contract. If you have a minimum rental period stated in the contract, let's say 12 months, please note that during this period, neither increase nor reduction on monthly rent can be applied.
That's a really important point. So, tenants shouldn't just suddenly find themselves with a higher rent without any warning. What happens if a landlord doesn't provide the required notice?
If a landlord fails to provide the appropriate notice, the tenant has the right to dispute the increase. This could mean that the increase is delayed until the proper notice is given. It's always a good idea for tenants to check their lease agreement and local tenant laws, as these can provide specific details on how such situations should be handled.
So, let's say that I understand and accept landlord or landlady's reasoning for a monthly rent increase. When is the higher rent due?
The new rent is due from the beginning of the next termination period. Let me give you an example. In your termination agreement is stated that you can terminate property by end of March, end of June, and end of September. So, if you receive a notification letter about the rent increase, let's say latest by 17th of June, your new monthly rent will be due as from 1st of October.
Are there any regulations on how much a landlord can increase the rent?
Yes, there are. It is important to mention that rent can't double overnight. It is regulated at the federal level, and it is known as rent control. The landlord must indicate on the form current monthly rent and new monthly rent. Every increase must be justified. If you're not sure whether the increase was correctly calculated, you can contact our office, Easy Relocation. We are ready to look at your rental agreement and assist you at any time. It's always wise to read up on local rules or consult with a tenant's rights organization if you're unsure. They can also provide valuable information and support.
Any last advice for tenants who feel overwhelmed by all these regulations?
My best advice is to stay proactive. Know your lease terms, understand your local housing laws, and don't hesitate to seek help if you need it. Organizations like Legal Aid and local housing authorities are there to support you. And remember, staying informed is your best defense against unfair practices.
As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly summarize the key points we've discussed. We've covered what rent increases are, why they happen, and the factors influencing them. We've also explored your rights as a tenant, including the necessary legal protections. For our listeners, if you need further help, check out resources such as your local tenants union, legal aid services, or reach out to your relocation agent. Stay informed and empowered. Until next time, and thank you for tuning in to Rent Increase, What Can I Do?